Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Tim Reifstag from Huso Bio, Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show. He already mentioned who's going to be on, so I'm going to cut to the chase. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Helps when we turn the microphone on there, Leahy. 312-981-7200.
I'm not in control of this.
312, thank gosh. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. You haven't eaten meat in 3 weeks?
Except for Sundays.
He's going through the whole Lent protocol. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're here until 1 to help you with all of your real estate needs. In the home, out of the home, fixing a home, buying a home, selling a home, getting ready to buy a home, whatever, cleaning up a mess of a dead body. We've got everything covered. Yes, we're expanding into body removal of your home and cleanup. You never thought about that. So now we're going to talk about it. 312-981-7200, MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. Mr. Leahy.
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
How are you today, David?
I'm great.
What a great drive down. With
great drive down. We made a video while driving.
I'm doing the shorts, so go to Facebook and find the shorts.
Steve is Mr.
They call them shorts. What do they call them on Facebook?
Real stories, reels.
Reels. I don't know. The reels is correct.
Steve is Mr. Internet social media guru now. He said, no, and all due respect to Steve, kudos to Steve. That's a lot of work. And he sent me a little clip, say, hey, you should check this out. This is pretty interesting. That's how Steve sounds, Tim, in case you're wondering. So I watched it, and I'm like, this is really cool. And what did Steve do while we were driving down? He made a reel, a story or something, and we posted it.
Yep.
And your kids and your wife saw it. So we're off to a...
we got to start somewhere.
We're off to a great start. So kudos to you, my friend. What are we talking about?
You know, I'm going to talk about the three secrets, what every business owner needs to know to find the freedom that they're looking for.
All right. And we're also going to talk about the couple that you referred me out in the Western Burbs. We don't like being specific because they're listening. Mm-hmm. I told her that we wouldn't mention her name. How they're buying a home from their landlord, who's given them an extremely deep discount, Dave, you'll like this. And she wanted to buy it one way with another broker that she talked to, mortgage professional. I'm like, that's not the right way to do it. It's not how I would do it. Here's how I would do it. And bam, the other guy's kicked to the curb. And we're running the ship. So we're going to talk about that during your segment as well.
Good. I had referred her to other people. And she says, everybody you refer me to is awesome. So I said, Well, you've talked to David.
Well, this is the stem of the, and now you get now you're going to talk to David. I said, it's a nice backhanded slap. That's nice. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Call me 312-664-6649. Now go to fightbacknow.com too, because we have a workshop coming up, and you won't want to miss that if you're a business owner.
All right, Attorney David Schluter. I feel like an Oreo cookie here. I'm the cream in the middle of the attorney sandwich here. David Schluter, what's going on with you, my friend?
We are toughing it out. The market is not that great, but we are doing okay. We, of course, have diverse things besides real estate, but we're doing all right. It's my 37th year of practicing, and you can reach me anytime out in DuPage. Always a free consultation, 630-285-5300, and you know what I'll be talking about today.
All right. That's David. So I got also something else I want to throw on there. Mm-hmm. Undisclosed home improvements killed a recent transaction that I want to discuss. Couple sold their home with their four kids, So they have literally 17 days now to find a home because this home was their dream home. And I want to talk about that. Undisclosed construction that they found out about a week after they paid for the appraisal, $500. So now we're under the gun, which is fine. We already had one loan approved, so we'll just change the address. We're a new appraisal. So I want to talk about that. All right?
It's right in my wheelhouse.
Phone number?
630-285-5300.
Tim Reifsteck. Did I do all right?
That's good enough.
No, come on, man. I'm horrible with names. Everybody, Reifsteck.
Reifsteck.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I put the stink on there. Like, all right, Reifsteck. Reifsteck. Yes.
Correct.
Okay. So it's Tim from now on. Huso Bio.
Yes.
You work for, you own a company.
Correct.
That disposes of bodies, that cleans up after bodies. Explain what you do. It's fascinating. Yes. So I know it's kind of Saturday morning. You're sitting down having your cornflakes, but, you know, pop an Imodium and listen to this. What is exactly do you do?
Okay, so what we do is biohazard remediation. So we come in after situations such as a homicide, a suicide, or an unintended death, and perform that cleanup for the homeowner or a business owner. And then from that, we come and disinfect the entire house and dispose of all the material properly.
And we're going to talk about some horrifying situations that you've experienced.
Yep.
And one of the winners who donated to the Vestathon and went to the hockey game with us in my suite. I'm sitting there talking to her, and it turned out either I don't know if it was her sister or sister-in-law, something happened. She passed away and was in the apartment or in the house for 3 days. Okay, that's the situation where your company would come in, because a lot of things happening with bodies over a 72-hour period of time, right? Things.
Oh, it could be a couple hours, actually.
Okay, great, wonderful. Again, enjoy your cornflakes, but it's happening every day, right?
Yes, it is.
And just as a bonus, just to see how good you are, you've got the crew downstairs. Stephen A. Leahy has volunteered to be murdered on the show.
So, not today, though.
No, we're gonna gut them, and we're gonna have guts all over the place, and we just want to see how good you are. Okay. I got the clear from Nexstar; they're fine. Okay. They're like, just clean it up. We never liked Steven in the first place. You know, whatever. The crew's on standby. The crew's on standby. Okay, see, Steve, you didn't even know that. I wanted to surprise you.
David, yes. I was on the elevator, and there was a guy with a shop vac. He goes, I'm here for the end of the show.
Yeah, well, we were going to do
it. I didn't know why he was here.
We didn't want to wait till the end of the show. We were going to surprise Steven with the fact he's getting murdered and then just not announce when the actual event will happen.
Okay.
And the Chicago PD is on notice, so we could all be arrested at the same time. All right, if our listeners want to be, we want to reach out and get more information, how do they reach out to you guys?
They can go to the website, which is www.husobio, that's HUSOBIO.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick call here, then hit a break. Karen in Des Plaines, thanks for calling. You got a capital gains question for Stephen A. Leahy, or maybe David
Hi.
A. Schluter. How are you? Go ahead.
Good morning. I am calling, my husband died in 2020. I'm planning on selling my house this summer, but I don't know about the capital gains, and there was something I read within 2 years of selling a house. Can I get any information on that?
Yeah, well, first of all, sorry for your loss, and may your husband's memory be a blessing. David, we have a horrible situation. We hear this every single day, right? And we have homeowners now. They got a lot of things going on. Emotions come into play. What's the tax exemption for a homestead selling their home?
Because she is now single, and again, our condolences, there's a $250,000 exemption if you were living in a principal residence, which is your home. And it's not that you have to sell it for $250,000 or lower, but you have to take your old purchase price, what you paid for, add $250,000. And if you still are okay, you're not going to owe any capital gains as long as that two-year is about having slept there two of the last 5 years. So you're fine because you've been living there. So the first $250,000 over and above what you paid for the home is tax-free.
How does it make you feel, Karen?
Oh, okay. If I had sold it within 2 years, was there a $500,000?
$500,000 when you were married. But again, if you only owned it for less than 2 years, you would have paid a gain. So it only relates, the $250,000 and the $500,000 only relate to principal residences that you hang on to for at least 2 years. In fact, many people, if I can share a quick story.
No, we had a break.
They sold one day after the 2 years, so they didn't have to pay.
Okay, Steve, you want to add anything as a tax expert?
I do not.
Okay, you concur.
I concur.
Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Karen, where in Des Plaines do you live? Because I grew up over by Gulf Mill.
I'm off of Gulf Road and Dempster in that area.
Oh, my God. We're neighbors. Yeah. Did your kids go to Maine East? Yeah.
West.
Maine West. All right. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
We won't hold that against you. Do you need help selling your home?
You know what? I'm not at that point yet, but I know that you have some great people on your show that will help me.
Yes, we will take care of you. So we're going to put you on hold,
get you
a Mr. Floyd cleaning product, and sorry for your loss, and we're here if you have any more questions.
Thank you.
All right, my friend, hang on. Jack, let's pick up Karen. That's what we do. We help our listeners. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with Stephen A. Leahy. I'm going to throw the situation out about your client first. I know you want to talk about three important things, but I know the borrower is listening, your client, my borrower is listening, and I think our listeners can learn a lot out of her situation, her and her husband's situation. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be back with Stephen A. Leahy after these messages.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Stephen A. Leahy.
I just want to mention that the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds.
You're exactly right.
Wham!
What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite.
It's exactly like a Batman cartoon where you go... Bah!
Not true.
But that just solidified my point. Fight back now. Fight back now.
I can say that live, you know. Fight back now.
I'd rather hear it on tape.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The magic of Joe Hogle. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 630. David, you are the best. I agree with that statement. 312. Your last caller, this is from a tax guy here, Stephen. Your last caller would absolutely be entitled to a stepped up basis for the 50% inheritance.
We talked about that. It's,
from her
2 years husband. From the day that he died, then you get to 500,000 because you get double.
All right. Yeah. So you guys clean that up? Okay, good. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So Stephen A. Leahy.
I appreciate the input, though.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
BB CPA.
But I knew that.
I know you.
And I was going to say that on the line.
Here we go. Yeah, now we're insulting his integrity here. I knew that. I didn't need any text message to tell me that. And I know what PITI is.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
3-1-Principal Owners Tax Insurance. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You referred me a couple who both had some challenges, and you had helped out the wife. They were living in a single family home worth $625,000 to rebuild themselves, and they're in a position now that they want to buy the home that they're living in, and the landlord is willing to sell to them a $625,000 home, Schluter.
I'm listening.
For $500,000. So I'm like, that's phenomenal.
Praise the Lord.
They're like, well, you know, we want to put this down. We don't have money for closing costs. I'm like, you don't need any money for closing costs. I'm like, we got 5% to put down. You know, we can put more down. I'm like, why don't you put 3% down? You're going to get built in all the equity that you have there. So I explained it to them, I explained it to the wife. Very, very nice lady. And so, Dave, check this out. We got $500,000 purchase price. So I built in a 3% closing cost credit. So we're going to increase the purchase price to $515,400, which is 100% legal with Fannie and Freddie.
And you'll have no appraisal issue.
No appraisal issue at all. Hopefully not.
No, you're not.
Better not. On Zillow, it showed up at 625.
Yeah.
So she's totally in the head, explained it a couple of times. I'm like, here's, you know, we're gonna cover all the closing costs. You got to put 3% in the deal, and then you'll get the tax proration back. She'll actually walk away from the closing with money because the closing costs will cover every single thing possible that we could cover. Schluter's fee, first year worth of insurance. I'm like a kid in a candy store, right? It's like Hanukkah time, and I'm running around with free gelt here, right? So I'm going to pay off this. I'm going to pay off that. I'm going to pay everything. And then what's ever left over, we're going to buy down the rate or buy her out of private mortgage insurance. Why? Because we can. Because she's got all this equity there. Then all of a sudden, she throws a curveball in Schluter. She's like, well, you know what?
There's always a curveball.
No, it's a good curveball, right? She's like, we might need a new heater and air conditioner. I'm like, well, I highly doubt that the seller's going to throw in another 10 to 15 G's into the house. I go, call up your HVAC guy, have him come out, give you a quote. We'll jack up the purchase price. whatever it is to cover the cost of the HVA. We got plenty of room to play with there. An extra 10, 15 grand, another $77 a month, $12 a month.
With no effect on the seller. They're still netting what they wanted to net.
Seller's going to net out whatever the seller nets out. It's beautiful. And I said, here's the other thing. Rates are going to start declining, right? At the end of the year, beginning of next year. Perfect time. You got to make six payments. Your neighbors are going to start selling their houses at the market instead of getting huge discounts. And we're going to be closer to getting you out of PMI at that time. So all of this is with one. This is what we do, right? The other lender's like, nah, you got to bring in all this money. You can't do it. And you got, I'm like, what are you, nuts? You're not bringing in any. You're going to walk away. She's going to buy a home and walk away from the closing with cash, which is 100% legal. And then she's going to finance her next mortgage payment, so it's actually going to feel like it's going to skip a month, which you never skip a month, as David knows, and all these lenders that say, oh, you're going to skip a month. It's a bunch of crap. You never skip a month. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. And so I made you look really good. Well, I just wanted
that's
to.
That's my center to you, Dave.
I just wanted to let you know.
I have to tell her. I said he's a straight shooter. So be
yeah,
prepared.
I'm like, you don't want to do any of that. I'm like, who? I'm like, what the other guy should have told me this? I'm like, that wrong. So I got $625,000 home that she's getting in the low fives. She went plus. We're going to finance a new heating and air conditioning unit for it. It's awesome. I wish every single transaction's like that.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. So thank you very much.
Which is why I send her to you.
Well, I appreciate that. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back with your three ABCs and with the Jackson 5 ABC.
One of my favorite songs.
You love that. You got the bell bottoms with the frizzles on them.
I did see Michael Jackson at the Golf Mill Theater.
Okay, great. Right into the wall. How many people care? Raise your hand. Nobody.
Well, yeah, I thought 3, you 1, did because you're from Des Plaines.
I know. My mother used to work at golf at a Mill Run Theater.
Mill Run.
Right.
Yeah.
And there used to be the Millionaires Club, steak dining club right
got
across.
Got that right. Theater in the round, baby.
Right. It was awesome. 312-981-7200, but thanks for bringing us back to the 70s. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. The listeners who your client and my borrowers are listening, Stephen, they say hi.
Well, hello.
So there you go.
I'm so happy they contacted you.
So am I. I'm so glad that they are listening. So what's up, buddy? What are the three things our listeners need
well,
to know?
Well, this is what, you know, I help business owners, right? Because business owners are the ones that get into tax trouble. If you're a W-2 employee, you don't get into tax problem. Why? Because they take your money.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it. And so most people who have tax problems are going to be business owners. And so I have a workshop for business owners every Thursday. Not next Thursday, because I'm in Mexico next Thursday. So I'm going to be enjoying the sun. But the Thursday after, go to fightbacknow.com. If you're a business owner, and I'm going to tell you the three secrets of what you need to know to get freedom from. Because everybody, you start a business, right? Why do you start a business? For freedom, right? You want the freedom to run your own business and do your own thing. And then you run into these problems. So the first secret I'm going to talk about is why the tax resolution gig is designed to make you fail. And what you need to know to overcome that. So that's the first secret I'm going to talk about. The second secret I'm going to talk about is, and this is what gets a lot of business owners in trouble, and that's record keeping, right? This is the thing that most people, as I'm sitting talking to them, tell me about. You know, I just hate doing the records. And then this is what everybody says to me. You have clients who haven't filed in their tax return in 5 years or more? How does that happen? And it's like, it's so simple because time goes by so quickly, right? So it's usually about record keeping. They don't keep good records, and it's tax time. And so they say, oh man, I'm not ready. So I'm going to ask for an extension. And so they ask for an extension. And then now you got all summer. I can do it all. I'll get it all summer. Next thing you know, it's next March, right? And you got to file again. And you say, man, I didn't do last year. But I'm going to file another extension. And I got to tell you, I've had people who haven't filed in 10 years. But every year, they've asked for an extension. Now, I'm going to tell you, the extensions don't go that far, right? You only get till October, you know, for personal taxes. So if you're having these problems, if that what you, then I'm going to talk about that problem too and how to overcome that problem. And then the third one is the ginormous number that you owe the IRS. And this makes people, right, when you get the penalties and interest, now we're at 7% even with the government, right? Why it escalates so high, because the IRS compounds daily, right? So that number gets very large very quickly, and it paralyzes people, right? So they're like, what, man, that number, and they just don't want to even think about it. It's like, I can't address this problem, because now if I haven't filed in 5 years, that's a big number.
Sticking your head in the sand method doesn't work out.
It doesn't work, but people do that because they don't know there's an answer. And here's what I'm going to tell you. There is an answer. Right, you don't always have to pay what you owe. I can show you how you pay what you can.
Okay,
right, and this is so important for people to understand, right, and how to overcome this problem that paralyzes people, and it really does. It causes problems in marriage, and it causes, you know, it cause, again, people can't sleep at night.
Your health,
yeah, absolutely
impacts your health.
Absolutely. So, and most people that come to see me, right, it's been many years that they've had this problem. Now, I had one guy come this last week, and he's in his first year. I was telling him, you know, you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah, you're a rookie.
But here's the problem with him. He doesn't see the value yet,
right?
Because he's not that deep. He hasn't gone through and experienced all these bad things that are out there for people with tax problems, like tax resolution companies and trying to deal with the IRS, which is what he's doing. And so this is what I want to tell you. He's in the first year, but he's really in the third year. Why? Because he filed an extension and then found out that he owed a ton of money, right? Now he's got it. Now the IRS, when did they want to get paid? Yesterday.
Right.
So he's fighting to pay them for last year. This is what we call a cascading tax problem. But he's using this year's taxes to pay last year. So now all you're doing is creating another problem. And as I told them, well, now we're in March. What have you paid for 2023? Well, nothing. Well, then you're gonna, next March you'll be right back here.
So how much pain is enough pain?
They don't exactly, and people don't want to hire an attorney because they think, well, the money. But you know what? When you're paying penalties and interest on all that money, so quickly, and so in the end, attorney fees are cheap, and we're not even talking about the anguish and the anxiety and the depression that comes along with it.
I've got a dominatrix joke in there, but I'll leave it. I'll leave it for later.
I have a question for Steve.
I talked about the IRS. That's the
afternoon.
Same thing.
Go ahead, Dick.
Steve, if they lawyer up with you, and you've had such experience with all the IRS people, can it actually be negotiated? I know not about the filings, but the 7% or the...
That's a very good question. The answer is not with interest. The interest is statutory.
Johnny Cochran couldn't have got
it. They don't have a choice.
Okay.
Well, now you can abate some penalties. If you abate some of the penalties, then the interest will come down. But here's the thing. So if I haven't filed in some years, that number is so big, it doesn't matter because you're not going to be able to pay them. I always tell people there's a number after which it doesn't matter what I owe them because I can't pay it, right? So it doesn't matter.
And they can't file bankruptcy with those, right? Or can they?
Not right away, right?
Not right away.
Some taxes you can file bankruptcy, and people don't know that. There's six things you could do if you owe the IRS money. One of them is do nothing, so then there's only five things you
can
do.
You have a lot of those.
Yes, that's what they do before they come to see me, right? And then the first thing is pay them, and most people just don't have the resources to pay them. So now you're down to three things. And one of them is bankruptcy, and most bankruptcy attorneys will even say what you just said. Oh, you can't get rid of taxes in bankruptcy because they don't know.
Programming note, if you had Johnny Cochran as before 11 o'clock, cash your ticket. Nice reference there. John in Chicago, you have a question for Stephen A. Leahy. John.
Yes, I do. I sold a getaway home in Wisconsin last year, and I'm curious as to, I sold it furnished on the advice of the realtor, and I'm interested to know whether or not that furniture can be used as an offset for capital gains. Could it be added to the basis? How would you handle it?
Well, I think I'm not going to give you specific information.
It depends.
Well, I'm not going to give specific advice over the radio because I'll get in trouble, right? And so it's not that I'm trying to skirt the question or anything, but, you know, you know, I can, they could put me in an ethics violations if I'm, if I start addressing specific questions over the, so I could talk about generally.
All right, now that you covered your rear end.
No,
that's good.
It's important. I got it. Generally,
I'd be happy to follow up with you after the show.
Yeah, well, you could, and I'll be happy to follow up. You can leave your number here. They'll take it, and I'll call you. But let me tell you this. Generally, right, it's how you, what your contract says, right? You can say, well, I'm selling you the, I'm selling you all of this furniture, right? So now that's part of the cost, right? Or I could say, I'm just going to leave the furniture there, right? So I just add it to the cost of the house. So there's a couple, generally, you, it depends on how you write that contract, on how it's going to be taxed.
And on a financing side, when we do the mortgage, we can't count any of the furniture or the jet ski or the boat or the outdoor furniture or anything like that. It's, or the bookshelf or the speakers, Dave.
Hot tub.
Or the hot tub. We can't count any of that in the value of the house.
Yep.
So when it comes to doing a mortgage, it's whoever bought your home, Johnny. You know, you can't count that in the value when securing financing on your home. But I'll tell you what. Go ahead. So you want
to, and that might be the deciding factor, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
About how you're going
to
do it.
Right. It's all, and it's better to put it on an addendum that the lender doesn't see. I'm just making a generalized statement like you did. Johnny, hang on. We got to hit a quick break. Steve, if our listeners want to reach out to you,
call me 312-664-6649.
All right. Jack's going to pick John up for his complimentary Mr. Floor cleaning product. We've got David Schluter coming up next. 312-981-7200. What are we talking about, Dave? Tease us.
Yeah. People who just go on the internet and they get terrible advice, adding people to their deeds as an estate plan.
Hello. And also want to talk to you about unpermitted improvements that we got into a little jackpot there this week of a family of six that has to close within 3 weeks because they sold their condo. Yeah, no pressure. We love that. 312, it's like being a kernel in the popcorn in the Jiffy Pop. Remember that, Steve?
I did.
You always burnt your hand as a little kid. I want the popcorn, and then you get the aluminum foil in your teeth, and then all the hot kernels at the bottom. But it was really cool watching it go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Cash your Jiffy Pop popcorn card, too, everybody out there. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, coming back with David, all you attorneys look like. David Schluter after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Tim, you want some smelling salts? You okay? You over there?
No, I'm good.
You're fine? Yes. So I promise we will bring you on. Okay, no. Stevens is sitting there going, what the hell? Is he not going to talk? I got him a special seat on today's show. Steve Cass Stevens, retired police chief, Buffalo Grove, working for Huso Bio.
I met him.
I know you did. He doesn't remember meeting you. It was very memorable.
Okay.
312-981-7200.
He's not the chief anymore. I'm not so concerned.
I understand. Three, still a good guy.
No, I understand, but
312-981-7200. All right, we were talking about a challenge that I have with undisclosed permits that were done on a home that we put the loan through underwriting, got it approved, appraisal came back, I get a call from the realtor, kill the deal, we need another letter. We found all of these unpermitted jobs that were done. Now that the city had no record, the builder, the owner had no record, and the contractor had no record of a permit. Squashed the transaction. They're going back for damages, right? And all they want is the time and the effort for the home inspector and the appraiser, right? Because that's $1,000 right there. So we'll talk about that in more detail, but we have Rita in Bloomingdale with a similar challenge that she found mold that wasn't disclosed. Rita, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great show. I closed on a condo in May of 2022 and wasn't able to move in until November. I had patio doors that needed to be replaced on the balcony, which I knew I was going to have to do, and because there was a leak. So when my contractor was working on the walls, he found mold around the patio doors, but it turned out that the mold was through my entire ceilings in my condo. So 4 months later, I finally was able to move in, but I had to replace all of my ceilings, all of the trim. It was just a nightmare. So my realtor lawyer, so told me that he could send a letter to the previous owner, but he didn't think much would happen, and he was right. So pretty much the previous owner just said he didn't know what I was talking about. And there were signs once my contractor started, you know, cleaning up the mess that things were repaired. My inspector originally missed as well. And I just, you know, I mean, it cost me a lot of money, and I don't know if I should pursue it, if it's going to just end up costing me more money, and I'm not going to get anything out of it anyway. But it was a nightmare.
2 minutes before the break, Dave.
No problem. Sorry about that. That is the standard line that sellers give, and only because in court...
Which I knew nothing. I didn't know what about that.
Right. But in court, it is hard to prove what someone knew, and that's when your real estate lawyer said that, even if you're right 100%, that it, to get someone where you prove it. A case I had years ago, the neighbor brought a key over 2 days after the closing, and they go, why did you have a key? We're just curious. Well, we used to shop vac the basement when they would go to Wisconsin on weekends. So you have a smoking gun, and I got a $17,000 judgment, and, nice. And it all worked out. Because they had to pull the deck off the back of the house. You can't even believe it. Anyway, so your lawyer was doing you a service. But here's the issue. You've got a time issue on this. If you really are mad and you really want to invest the money, no lawyer will take it on a contingency, unfortunately, meaning that they'll get paid for whatever you get them to pay. If you're mad enough and you want to spend the money, I am concerned with that May date because the disclosure lying law, let's just call it that in layman's terms, is 1 year from the day you got the disclosure. So you definitely want to look that up. And if you want to call me next week, depending on how mad you are, what was the overall ticket without stalking you? What did it cost you out of your pocket to fix everything?
With having to not live here, too, I would say at least $25,000.
Okay.
Hello.
The thing is I talked to one of my neighbors, and he said the same thing had happened to him because the ductwork was not installed right in the ceiling.
And that's a whole different thing, but we still got to get that knowledge into the seller's head. And also, one other thing about Illinois law, and Steve's going to back me up, if you win the case, all the judge says is you win. It's not like a car accident with insurance or child support where the court can force the hand to get you paid. So another reason your real estate lawyer said maybe not bother is Illinois is very liberal towards deadbeats. So you'll get a piece of paper saying you win $25,000, but then you have a whole nother round of attorney's fees to try to collect it, which is against their wages, their car, whatever. So it checked out the date timing on it. I can give you a couple names on Monday of friends you could interview, but my number is 630-285-5300. Take a look at that disclosure form when you signed off on it in your real estate contract, and then call me either way Monday or Tuesday because I do care about what's going on.
All right, we got to hit a break here, my friend. Are you happy?
Yeah.
All right. You want a hug?
A hug with $25,000, maybe.
All right, let's not go crazy. How about a hug with a Mr. Floor cleaning product?
I'll take that.
All right, hang on for the Mr. Floor cleaning product. Your choice. I was going to send Leahy over before we murder him. 312-981.
I told you I have a good attorney for you.
Well, I'm going to need one because it's not like we haven't been talking about it on the radio.
I better tell you first.
You tell me right. Write it down so I have it. 312-981-7200. Teresa's like, stop saying you're going to murder Steve. 312-981-7200.
Stand in line.
Line three, Teresa Lee. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Before we hit David Schluter up to talk about the other topics on
Can I say something, Dave?
Schedule.
I just did, but
oh, you just
I
did.
Love when I hear my name on the radio like that. Stephen A. Lee. I like that.
That's good, Steve. We
just, just thought I'd tell
just
you
just bring
that.
The show to a screeching halt to let everybody know what to express your feelings.
Here I am. I can't do it next
your
week.
Your psychiatrist is getting... Is definitely you're getting your money's worth. You're expressing your feelings. That's great. Maybe you should talk about paying for gas on the way down. It'd be nice.
Like, what are you crazy?
Like maybe reaching into your pocket after 8 years.
And I think Mike Shrink would say you're crazy. You're
give me a tank full. I figure it's at least a tank. Okay, we've got Kari Kohler, the Kohler Group. How are you, Kari?
I'm fantastic, David. How are you doing?
Great. How did you like that breaking news from Stephen A. Leahy right now that he likes to hear his name on the radio? Does that just completely
well,
make your
you know,
day?
I have learned in real estate, everybody likes to hear their name, so I understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, that's great. All right, there you go, Stephen L.A.
Kerry Kohler.
Gary. Nice. Why don't you stay in your lane? I got this. All right. we got an email earlier in the week here, Kari, that I sent to you and said, can you call in and answer it on the show? Because I think it's very interesting, David. It relates to real estate. Question is, I am planning on retiring at the end of the year. I live in St. Charles, which is in Kari's wheelhouse. That's in her area for the show. My wife and I will be moving to Tennessee. Seems to be a popular destination that Steve and I talked about walking over here this morning. Would you recommend putting the home on the market now or wait until October or November? I'm like, well, I am not qualified to answer that question, so let's call Kari because it's in her area of the show. A fellow member of yours, you live in St. Charles area, is looking to move to Tennessee by the end of the year, wants to know if they should put the house on the market now or wait till October, November. What's your thoughts?
Excellent question, and congratulations to the listener for their retirement and moving to a beautiful state. My recommendation would be that they sell now. As compared to this very same time last year, supply is down 16%. Market time is down over 12%, and sale price is up nearly 3%. If getting the most amount of money and doing it in an efficient manner is most important to the seller, they should do it now. There are two things that they could do right off the bat. They could sell, and they could structure a deal to rent back from the buyer until they're moving to Tennessee. Or they could close, do a little bit longer close time than normal, and then move into a rental. The advantages this gives to the seller that's moving to Tennessee is they can make the most amount of money, they can do it quickly, and they can have their money in the bank to make really good decisions when they go to Tennessee, and they can make their purchase leisurely and know what their financial situation is.
Phone number, if our listeners want to reach out, I know you're going to follow up with this listener who emailed, but if other listeners out there have similar questions, what's the best way to reach you?
630-587-4700 or at our website at thekohlergroup.com, and I sure appreciate the opportunity to answer this listener's question.
Of course, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product because everybody that calls gets one. All right, Kari, we don't want you to feel slighted or...
And I love that product. As you know, I talk about it on air. I love that product.
That's why we're gonna give you a complimentary bottle. You want to give it a second shot at getting her name right, Kari?
Kari, sure.
Hang on. I cut your mic off because you embarrassed yourself. Go ahead.
I did embarrass myself, and because I was looking at her name here on the screen, and it looked. I'm not a good speller.
I know. Kari. Say it. Okay. Kari Kohler of the Kohler Group. Thank you, Kari. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. Dave, after the break, we're going to take a quick break. What do you want to cover after the break?
How not to use adding family members to your deed as an estate planning device.
And let's wake Tim up here. Tim, what are we talking about your company? You remove bodies that have expired, dead bodies from homes, either through natural causes, murder, suicide, which happens.
Yep.
And there are bodily fluids and there are things that are left that need to be cleaned up, not with shop vac, but biohazard.
It's a very specialized service.
Yes.
Yes. So coming in with proper equipment along with chemicals and then how the guys approach the cleanup, because every cleanup's different, doesn't matter. So how they approach that, setting the protocol and procedures is vitally important.
We're going to be talking about that. We've never talked about that on the show. So I think it's fascinating, and we're going to talk about it after the break. First, Dave Schluter, then Tim Reifsteck. How'd I do?
That's good enough.
Oh, God. what is it?
Reifsteck.
Let's not get so critical here, Tim. I got Tim right.
Close. Kari.
Kari. All right. I stick. Touche. 312-981-7200. Well played there, Stephen A. Lee. 312-981-7200. Coming back with David Schluter and Tim Reifsteck. All right. After these messages, I got it right.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying that's not my name.
Goderham. How would you pronounce it? Goo Oderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-291-7200. David Schluter, let's talk about unpermitted improvements and how that impacts a real estate transaction.
The seller under our current contract is making a representation that every improvement that was not just replacing existing, that's a term of art. Replacing existing is changing the countertop to a new countertop, changing the water heater. But if people add bathrooms, add walls, take down walls, do gazebos or whatever, you need to get a permit. And a contract who tells you, oh, no, that's too expensive. In your case, who knows why they did it without a permit, but it's a liability. And in your deal, it rose to the point where the deal was killed. And the people, they cheaped out on the front and ended up paying for it by now having an unmarketable home.
Forest Park sends out an inspector.
Of course they do.
Forest, it's one of the few area towns that sends an actual inspector out before you sell the house to make sure you didn't do any unpermitted.
Right. They won't bring up the countertop, but they're going to bring up that new bathroom.
Or the shed.
Shower, the shed, a gazebo, whatever. And again, it is intrusive, but they have every right to do it because, number one, the assessor needs to know about it so they can raise the taxes. If you turn it into a three-bathroom house instead of a two, your taxes are supposed to go up. So the permit department copies the assessor in Cook County.
There you go. What else did you want to talk about? Putting names on deeds?
Yeah, well, with the internet, and Steve probably can chime in, the internet has caused people to believe that because it's on the web, it's got to be true, even illegal. They'll just put in, can I do this, can I do that? And probably about once a month, I have people who only want to do an estate plan, which will cause a disaster for their kids, which is they don't want to pay for an estate plan or a transfer on death or a land trust. They want to just want to add Johnny on the deed, thinking that, well, then we won't need a lawyer. Mom will go to heaven and Johnny will own the house.
Well, you're assuming mom's going to go to heaven.
Yes. Well, the problem is, I always say it that way to be nice.
I understand.
Now, when that happens and mom does go and then he calls the realtor, the problem is he goes back to the price that mom paid back in the day.
Exactly.
And that's brutal. I had a guy who owed 70 G's because it was an old Elk Grove house. They paid $38,500 in 1964, and it went for $350. And I said, well, make sure to call an accountant now and during this quarter because it doesn't wait till April for your capital gains. He goes, what do you mean? I go, you owe 70 G's. Well, wait a minute. Your mom chose to do I Want to Be Lawyer DISC program, type a deed, go up to Rolling Meadows and record it, and she didn't come to me or any other lawyer who would have said, please don't do that. Mm-hmm. And so again, they think it's saving money, but there are reasons. It's not just because there's two lawyers here today. If we start getting texts, oh, he's just defending his practice. Yes, I am, because I've been doing it 37 years, and I have saved millions of dollars, I would suspect, by having people do either a living trust, a land trust. You want the family members in the next generation to not own anything until your last breath. They get stepped-up basis, and what that means is they get the home at the value it is now. So with the appreciation we've had in the Chicago area over decades, you maybe paid $100, it sells for $4. Their starting point is the higher value tax-free.
I just want to say, for tax-free, this is so important, what you just mentioned. And both of those things you were just talking about are people trying to save money. It's pennies up front. I mean, it's not really a big expense.
No, they think lawyers are just out to take money for no reason. I still wake up in the morning glad what I do.
Yeah.
For now. And the issue is that it's a great service to call a real estate attorney or an estate planning attorney, or in my case, you get both. But please don't go and record.
Absolutely.
Because the recorder's office will not turn you away. If Francis Jones is adding Tom Jones, they're not going to say you shouldn't do that. They're going to record the document. I've actually intercepted some of them, Steve, where I've reversed it before they went on the market. And boy, was I the hero. In other words, Tommy comes off, then we call Century 21 or whatever.
Yeah.
Because death's 100%. We're going to talk about that with Tim. So yeah, I just want you to know, please don't cheap out. I'm not just saying it to help the profession. I'm trying to save your next generation tons of money.
What if you did the, we got a text here, 3 with 3-1. What if you did the improvements yourself without a contractor, do you still need a permit?
Yes, because it's the work in question, not who did the work. It's, think about it, something that the county would want to know about that was enhancing the value. That's the dirty secret about why they actually require, other than safety. But with the advent of Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards, you can get anything. You can get green board studs. You can get the sewer pit, the pump. People basically add features because they are handy, or they got a brother-in-law who does it as a side job or whatever. But what drives it is ultimately county revenue. They want to increase the tax bill to include those improvements.
Could you talk about working backwards for unpermitted improvements? What does one do? Wayne in Oak Lawn with a text.
Hi, Wayne. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're not selling for a while, you've got time to straighten it out. I don't know if you did them yourself, but, you know, they do have nominal fines. There was one, not to give you a grabber, but there was one that I heard about from a lawyer buddy of mine where they tore out the finished basement. They said, nope, no Ouch. Dice. Well, because they use Romex instead of, you know, they just cheaped out on the wiring. Yep. It was stuff that could burn the house down in that case. So they tore it out. And that was, by the way, done when a house didn't sell, like yours, David. And then in order to go back on the market, they had to call the town. And they did make them tear it out. It was brutal. But that is the ultimate thing they can do, mainly because they say that a person who does the Rube Goldberg job, it could cause their house to burn and maybe a neighbor's. Electrical is one of the huge ones, by the way.
Leave off the Goldbergs. My God, it's Passover coming up, and the Goldbergs are very sensitive. Elaine and Elgin, you've got a question for Dave about a deed.
Yes. I put my son's name on the deed at the recorder's office, and I heard you. And should I go take it off, and why?
Well, what you want to do is not just do that. That is the first step, but please hire an estate planning attorney. I can definitely represent you, but that's, you know, that's later. They'll give you the number, but I don't really, just use somebody who knows what they're doing. Once you get them off, you're going to do a new deed into a land trust, a personal trust, or you can do with your lawyer a transfer on death. Your son will still get the home tax-free for at the new value, and it's just please hire an attorney. If you want to call me, there people will give you the number. I do know a great firm out in Elgin if it would make it easier for your travel, but they'll know exactly what you need to do. But you let them do both steps. They're going to do basically a deed from you and your son back into your estate plan. So you don't need to do two deeds. You can just do a new deed, mom and son, to your estate plan.
Thanks, Elaine. And hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. For listeners who want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
630-285-5300. Always a free consultation. And I also have some videos on this subject on YouTube. Dave Schluter at That's What Dave Said. There's one right on point.
Tim Reifsteck.
Reifsteck.
Gosh. Tim from Huso Bio. You got a minute and a half before the break, a minute before the break. Give us an intro into your company in 1 minute, and then we'll pick you up on the other side of the break.
Okay. So my company is a specialized company in that we are a biohazard remediation company. So we come into homes or businesses after a traumatic situation, such as a homicide, a suicide, or an unattended death, and we perform that cleanup. We'll take the house back to, or business back to, its original condition. Many times we're also part of the first step of healing for families, especially when these situations occur in a home where they can get back to their normal life as soon as possible.
We have a question here about, please have listeners, and you'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Please have listeners, let listeners understand that they need to have their attorneys review any biohazard cleanup contract because they will be emotionally distraught and need to know what's in those contracts. I mean, that's,
yes,
it's good advice, mm-hmm. Obviously. You're walking into a situation that you didn't expect, the death of somebody, and you got the emotions flying around like electrons and neutrons. Not that I know anything about that because I didn't take that chemistry or anything like that in biology in high school or
it's
college.
Actually chemistry.
Is it chemistry? That's why. Exactly my point. 312-981-720. What are you laughing at? You didn't know it either.
I was in honors.
You're chemistry. Like geography, and that's got nothing to do with electrons and neutrons. So we're going to come back with more from Tim from Huso Bio. I'm not even going to touch your last name anymore. 312-981-7200. We're going to talk about who cleans up, what, why you need a special company to come in, and we're going to go over all that after the after Donnie's news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Before we get on with Tim here, listening to your show, I learned a lot about Get Behind the Vest and my husband and his employees downtown, and I trust the Chicago Police Department to protect them and the public. It's the least that I could do. The Chicago Police Memorial Foundation sent me a very nice certificate of appreciation and a really nice letter thanking me. Very cool. This listener donated, sent in a text. They even included a thank you card handwritten by Officer Minoza of the 1st District. That was nice. Just want to thank them all to and tell them that they have my family's back, so I continue to have their back. If I could help them, let them know. Thanks for doing the fundraiser from your loyal listener. Enjoy your show every Saturday. And just a reminder, you've got an election coming up here in the city of Chicago, and the only candidate, Paul Vallis, bought $1,000 worth of vests and pledged to buy vests for Chicago police officers if he's elected. So you could vote for whoever you want. But just, you know, that Paul Vallis is the only candidate that donated $1,000 to the Vestathon. Dave, real quick.
That letter also included three killer stickers, which I've put on three different windows.
Yeah, look at you.
No, I couldn't believe it. Another officer's card I got. Anyway, they came with stickers, too.
All right, and Dave will be blowing through every stoplight in the city now. And we'll see if that gets you out of the red light tickets.
Can't hurt.
Yes. Husu Bio. Talk again. Why did you start this business? How much experience do you have? Thank you, Jack. And why should our listeners be aware of your company?
Okay. So I've been in the service industry since 1996. And the reason why the reason why it was started was me and a lifelong friend had assisted a neighbor of mine. After a suicide, we performed the cleanup. And during that cleanup, that's when we realized that this type of service was necessary and needed. And so that's why we started it.
And how long have you been in business under your own flag?
So this company, Husu Bio, was started in July of last year.
Okay.
So the first company that I had owned, we had sold to a private equity company in 2012.
Okay.
And so
the non-compete ran out, and you're free to go and be a free agent.
Yes.
So you started back up again. You Correct. Service how many states?
So right now we service three states: Illinois, obviously, Indiana, and Wisconsin.
And you work 24 hours a day. There's no days off for you. There's holidays, weekends, New Year's, everything.
Yes, 365 days a year.
Okay, so walk us through a typical call. 25% of your calls are just natural deaths, right? Somebody passed away in their home. And, you know, they might have gone to work and nobody's seen the employee for 3-4 days. They send somebody over, the cops probably, to do a health and wellness check. And Sally or Johnny, you know, had passed away, expired due to natural causes.
Yep.
What happens during that time period?
So roughly a little bit over 50% of our cleanups are unattended deaths.
Oh, I'm sorry. 50%. My bad.
A little bit over 50. And then about 20% or so are suicides, and then from there it kind of breaks out with homicides, industrial accidents,
sure,
and just other types of accidents that occur.
So let's cover the 50%
yep.
of somebody who has a loved one mm-hmm. that passed away, and their body has been was left alone for more than 24, 48, 72 hours. Yep. Walk us through that situation.
So usually we get the phone call.
Who calls you?
The customer, usually.
A family member
okay. will give us a call. Sometimes there could be a neighbor that's assisting the family, because these are traumatic events
sure.
that the family's going through. So people do try to assist them. But we received the phone call in regards to what had taken place. At that time, we go through a variety of questions for that customer. One of them is, have the police been involved with an investigation? Because we always want to make sure that if they were involved, that the investigation is done. So once we've clarified all of that, we will schedule a time, and then we will head towards that house or business to perform that service.
So not only removing the body, because you have to get the body to a funeral home, I would assume.
Yes, and that's usually performed either by the coroner's office or some other body transport service.
So the body has already been removed.
Yep.
The person who has passed away. I know we're talking about morbid stuff, but it's like Schluter says, death's 100% certainty. Okay, we're all going to die. All right, so let's just get that out of the way. All right, except for Leahy, because he's 140 years old. He was telling me about the, you know, the talking with Sherman at the battle, you know, at Atlanta, and he was going over all the different strategies that they were going with General Sherman back in 1850s. But I digress. We're all going to go, okay? And one of these days, you're going to find a loved one or your neighbor or somebody who has passed away in their home, and nobody has found the body for more than 5 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. So things happen to a body once the body, once the heart turns off. Walk us through a cleanup scene.
So as a body lays there, again, there's a variety of environmental issues that we deal with. Heat and humidity will cause a body to decompose at a faster rate. So depending on how long that body had been there and some of the environmental concerns that we deal with will determine the severity of that scene. But a body that lays there for more than a couple days could expel a tremendous amount of fluids. And those fluids will penetrate all the surfaces of that house. It will go through the carpet. It will penetrate the subflooring. It could go through floorings and end up in other rooms. So it can create quite a lot of damage to that home.
And we're not talking putting on rubber gloves with your handy wipes and a bottle of vinegar and water. We're talking heavy-duty industrial chemicals to clean your home.
Absolutely, yeah. No, our chemicals are very specific for this type of service, from our degreasers to our disinfectants and then deodorizers. So they are very specific.
How long does it take for a typical cleanup? Somebody passes away in their bed, 3 days in the summertime.
Our average time at a job it falls right between 16 and 24 hours.
Holy smokes.
But that's with three technicians there.
So it could take up to 24 hours to do a thorough cleanup.
Yep.
Do you offer any type of certification when your cleanup is done?
Yeah, so we do testing when we're done. So we have what's called ATP testing, where we can come in and validate that all the surfaces that were affected have been thoroughly cleaned and that there's no microorganisms or anything left behind.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, Tim. Then we're going to come back. I want to bring Dave into this, because typically when somebody passes away, there's a piece of property, either a rental that needs to be re-rented, right? Rented again, put on the market, or a piece of property. Dave, you've been in 30 plus years in practice. You've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of situations where a family member passed away and then they have to sell the house. Well, you're not going to sell the house. It's kind of like not having permits. If you've got biohazardous body fluids and fecal matter there, you've got to get it cleaned up, or else you're going to have major problems down the road. And I want to get into the legal side of it, since we are a real estate show. It's, you know, we're not like a death show, but we're talking about death because it's part of life. I know that doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'm waiting for Leahy to throw in some inappropriate comment.
Death and taxes.
Death and taxes.
A neighbor's going to lean over the driveway and say, you know, they lost their mother a month ago.
Right.
And then they're going to go, wait a minute, we're still in attorney review. Then we get his certificate, end of issue.
Well, that's what we'll talk about in more detail. Okay, Tim, if our listeners want to reach out to you with questions, what's the best number? We'll come back after the break, but you're new. I want to get your number out there.
Well, the best way to reach us actually is through the website. And
okay.
That's to go to HusoBio.com. And
spell
that's HusoBio.com.
One more time.
It's HusoBio.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more. With Tim, I'm going to try it again. Reifsteck.
Correct.
Ha! Leahy, you owe me $6. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
Yeah, what are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 773 texter here, Tim. Used to work for your guest Tim and his at his other company. that he used to own with his brother, Brian. Brian was my boss, and I had a few interactions with Tim. I want to say that they are class people all the way. They really care about their customers and the service they provide. They also value their employees and actually listen to their employees' ideas as well. People will not go wrong in using his company. I wish him all the best. So there you go. Here's the text. They printed it out so you could give this individual a call after the show. Let's talk about the expense of the disposal, because you and I had some interaction prior to the show, and I was not aware of this, and I'm sure our listeners were not aware of this. Who covers the cost to do the cleanup after a body is found in a home?
Yes. So a majority of the time, more than 95% of the time, who actually covers our costs is the homeowner's insurance or the business insurance, depending on the situation that we're dealing with.
Did you know that, Leahy?
I did not.
That Schluter?
I asked it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I knew the guy you were removing couldn't
be. You know, he likes hearing his name. I like hearing that I have something going on upstairs.
Okay. So the homeowner's insurance or the business, if somebody passes away at a business,
yep.
You know, industrial accident or, you know, whatever happens, you know, 300 ways you could get killed at a business, you know, lose your life at a business, the business insurance or the homeowner's insurance covers it. Is there any exclusions to that?
Yeah, so the only time we really get into issues is if it's considered neglect. So something like a hoarding situation, those are not covered by the insurance policy. And that's left up to the family.
And I'm going to bring Schluter in on this. The disclosures, right? Yeah. I have friends. Yes, I do. Lay's like, I object. I've got friends when they're out buying homes, ask this question on every home that they go into.
Yep.
Has anybody died in this home? That is a very important question. You could have realtors out there back me up on this. 312-981-7200 text line. Text in. They will specifically ask, has anybody died in this house? Do they have to disclose that, Dave?
No, the current 23 questions, it does happen to include question 23, which says, has this been a meth lab in the past? But the violent act that happened or scary act or sad story or whatever is not on the disclosure form. But you're right. Everybody asks.
So now we were talking about the distinct smell that comes with a decaying body. And if you walk into a room and you've ever had that experience, I've never had that experience, thankfully. But those that have had that experience, can you walk us through that?
Yeah, so it's a very putrid or pungent odor, especially when you're dealing with an unattended death. And the longer that body lays, the stronger that odor is. And often, one of the things that we have to deal with, whether it's the initial family or it could be a neighbor, a tenant, is called isosomatic smell. And that's where, because they smelled that odor that was present in that home or that unit, that apartment,
sure.
Whenever they enter that, they will always associate that area with that odor.
Even though you have done a biohazmat cleanup.
Yep, even though we've removed everything.
312-981-7200. I'm a real estate agent in the western suburbs. Had a client live by himself, pass away of natural causes in the house. Was weeks before family members found him. Bio cleanup of the house and home restoration totaled $60,000, and the home insurance paid it, according to our texter here from the 630 area code. Who would even think about this if we didn't talk about it on the radio? Yeah. I had no idea. I was truthfully excited to have you on, because people pass away every single day. Somebody just died right now, okay? I mean, it happens all the time. You know, Leahy, okay, you're still there. We still have a heartbeat. The Chicago police are waiting on the 18th floor with handcuffs and zip ties. I prefer the zip ties because the handcuffs leave. I'm allergic to metal around my wrists. Around my ankles is another thing, but I knew you were going there. I knew you were going there. I beat you to it. But this could be a very, very, very traumatic. Somebody just passed away.
Yes.
And you do a health and wellness check. I'm sure cops are a large source of your referral business.
Yes, that's who we really depend on getting our name out there. Our first responders. So
police.
Police, fire departments, coroners, funeral homes, those that deal with the family immediately after the situation had occurred.
So we talk about this all the time. Nobody wants JC Restoration on their speed dial because you never thought you're going to have a mold challenge or a fire or a water damage. But you need to have Blue Sky Restoration. I'm sorry, they were acquired by Blue Sky. Nobody wants Blue Sky in their house. Okay, nobody wants to their house to burn down, and then you need a board up company to come, and then you need a cleanup company to come, then you need a restoration company to clean up all that water and all the soot that just happened to your beautiful single family house that you've been living in for the past 30 years. Nobody thinks about somebody passing away in their sleep. It happens all the time, right? And yes. Then you get up, go to work, and you think your partner's sleeping. Well, guess what? Your partner's permanently sleeping, and now you're going to come home, and the partner's still sleeping. And you've got a very, not only an emotional traumatic event, you got to clean up your house.
Yes.
Right? And you do all that.
Yes, we will take that. All of the fluids that are present is going to be removed. It's going to be boxed up as biohazard waste. It's going to be disposed of properly. And we're going to begin the house to put it back into its original condition.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. If our listeners want more information, what's the website?
It is HusoBio.com. So that's HusoBio.com.
All right, we're going to throw it over to Kevin Wells in the newsroom. 312-981-7200. He's got a nice new hat on. I can see the top of his head.
New hat. I'm wearing the same one.
All right, might want to take a shower. Okay, there's a new health code here at the station. Well, at least three times a week, Kevin Wells.
It's a good thing we've got showers on the floor here.
I know. I got supplies in my office. 312-981. Use your own towel. Do not use my towel, Kevin Wells. You did that once, and I had to burn it. 312. Don't use it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. It wasn't a realtor in the western suburbs. It was a State Farm agent.
Okay.
Said, I'm a SF agent. And I was thinking trying to find a real estate company with the initials SF. And I'm assuming it's State Farm with the $60,000 claim that we talked about during the prior segment. And then here's another one, 630. Both my parents died in the same room of the house exactly 4 years to the day apart. Our realtor said no need to say anything. No cleanup was needed as mom was in hospice and my mom was there when my dad passed away. So there. I mean, there are different situations for every. And you've got a quick one, a story that you wanted to share in Indiana. Go ahead.
So these are stories that kind of break our heart when we hear situations like this. And it was a family in southern Indiana. The husband had committed suicide. The police came in, done their investigation. The coroner came in, removed the body. And then they left. And they left her with no other resource to assist her in the cleanup. This was a rifle that was used, so there was a lot of damage.
Right.
So she jumped on the internet, done some researching, and called a company. First, the company said, yes, we can help. A half an hour later, they called back and said, no, we can't do this. Another half an hour later, they called back and said, yes, we're on our way. Well, they never, ever showed up. So now here's the family sitting there with no one to assist. So
with, then with she a messed calls, up house.
With a messed up house. She goes to, she does a little more research, comes across another company, said, yep, we will be there in 5 days. This is something that can't wait 5 days.
5 days?
Yes. And so finally, she had called back to the police department. The police department referred us. We were there within a couple hours. And if we hadn't gotten there that night, her oldest son was going to perform the cleanup. And that's not what should happen.
The older son is going to clean up with the oil, with the vinegar spray and
with bleach.
Yeah. I mean, that's not...
It's not for them to do.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And 630 text back. Yes, State Farm. Thanks, Dave. Love your show. Listen every week. So there you go.
Like a good neighbor.
Like a good neighbor. All right. Angelica in Portage Park. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
So I actually have a couple questions. My first one being, I've lived in an apartment for about 2 years now, and I'm very sensitive to smell, and I've lived in a house with mold before, and I know we have a problem with either regular mold or black mold in my apartment, and I've been getting physically ill and have to stay home from work, and I brought it up to the landlord's attention, and they've done absolutely nothing. So I guess my first question would be regarding the mold, how do I go about asking for somebody to come perform a test? Do I have to run that by the landlord, or can I just inquire and have somebody come and just pay my own way?
You are, this is Dave, the attorney. You can always do a test. There's no prohibition on testing a place where you live, but I wouldn't get like the $499 one. I would think maybe would Jeremy be helpful about what the brand would be?
Well, Blue Sky would as
well. Blue Sky, yeah. We have the people will, here at the producers at the show can get you our show partner. There's nothing prohibited, and you're not going to get sued for doing it. Now, as far as whether your landlord does something about it, again, I've heard a lot of stories. Sometimes they go, well, you can leave now. In other words, we're not going to make you stay, blah, blah, blah. But when the time comes when you get that back, I'll have the producers also give you my number. If there is something that will involve landlord-tenant law, I have a firm that I use for all those matters, and they also do have personal injury-type lawyers, too. But that doesn't help your world if you win a case. It's all about whether maybe you can get out of the lease if it can't be corrected.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And then my second question is, so my boyfriend and I live in this apartment together, and unfortunately in October of last year, he got into a very severe injury at work where his Achilles tendon was completely severed and he wasn't working for about 4 months. During those 4 months, I was the only breadwinner, and so we were late for rent. And when I say late, I mean maybe 1 or 2 days past the first of the month. And now the landlord is basically saying, I don't care about your personal life. Whatever's happened, happened. You guys didn't pay. And so they're trying to kick us out by the 1st of April, which is next week.
Well, have they started? Hold on. Have they started a case in Cook County? They can't just do self-help.
No, they have not.
Okay. Well, that's posturing. And you let them know by all means that whatever their intentions are, everything has to be in Chicago, of all places, a very pro-tenant town. They have to use the Circuit Court of Cook County. So, Tom, they better not have any intentions of self-help, which is the old way where people come in and throw your stuff out. Let them know that you happen to consult with an attorney, and by no means are they doing any such thing. It takes a long time for the Circuit Court of Cook County to have you removed.
When's your lease up?
So our lease is actually month to month.
All right, well, this
so
guy sounds like a question. Jackass.
Is that different?
Right. Yeah.
Because he's only called me and told me that he was planning on doing that, so I don't have anything written. I don't have any evidence that they're planning on doing this. And we have all of the documentation from the postmaster. My boyfriend works at the post office. That's where this happened. And the doctors and the Department of Labor.
But they cashed your checks, right? Even ones that were late, they got their money?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Yeah, I think that if they go to a lawyer who's any kind of ethics, they're not going to take that case. But either way, the staff will give my number for that purpose, and then Monday or Tuesday, I can connect you with my friend he is a Cook County eviction lawyer, and you can go ahead. I'll get you his number if you call me Monday or Tuesday.
But she's month to month. Does that play into it?
No, they're not. Here's what they're doing, David. They don't have to renew.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, I understand that. But the issue is that if they're talking about we're throwing you out, is what she said.
Okay, well, maybe she's misinterpreting it. Maybe I'm just taking the other side.
Something in writing anyway.
Well, I'm just taking the other side of this, Angelica.
You did not get a 30-day notice during January, or no, it would have to be during February to have it end at the end of March.
Right.
So, you did not get a letter, correct?
No, I did not.
It's just verbal. So she's okay for now. It would take another 30 days.
But if the landlord had brains between his ears, he would give her a
30-day notice, which is ending at the month after. So if he did it in February, she'd have to be out by March 31. If he does it now, she has to the end of April.
Okay.
In those cases, you will have to find a new place because you are month to month.
Right. And then, so I just wanted to cover that for you, Angelica.
Right.
So if he does, drops the 30 days. Listen, you're in Chicago.
Right.
Right. You are pro-renter, property owner here in Cook County. They are 100% in favor of the tenant. Everything that you've got, every law, is against the owner of the property every way, shape, or form.
I think they're just trying to intimidate.
Well, right. But if this landlord doesn't give you written notice.
Right.
then you just keep paying it, and then you'll have aggravation with mold and the other mishigas you got right. going. I'd probably find another place to live.
The landlord's been very aggressive. Like, when he spoke to my boyfriend was trying to explain, you know, we're late, but we'll pay you an extra $500 for being late. And the landlord was screaming to him, telling him to shut the F up and all this other stuff.
Yeah, well, nice it takes all types. And he's probably trying to raise the rent with somebody new. That's what's driving it, because rents are going up every day. But give me a call Monday or Tuesday, and I'll connect you with my Chicago attorney who only does landlord-tenant.
Okay, Angelica?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. You want to chime in there, Steve, before we break?
Mishmash. Whatever. Say that again.
Mishigas.
I see
it. Yeah, just stay with the Irish terms. I'll handle the Yiddish. It's mishigas. It's like crazy. It doesn't make any sense.
I knew what it meant.
We'd have to convert you, and then you'd have to go to Yiddish class, and then by that time, God knows where you're going to be.
He just said we're on the David Hochberg show.
I know.
The problem is this guy can't.
Listen, if you think you got challenges with Lent, try going through a week of Passover. That's like eating that matzah for a week. Forget about it. I'm just telling you. Roto-Rooter, if you know what I mean. 312-981-7200. That's like packing it in there.
I don't know what you mean.
You don't want to know. All the Jews out there go, I know exactly what he means. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got Doug and Carrie. We've got Howard and Hawthorne Woods coming at you after the break. Don't go anywhere. Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You just need to have the right agent who's going to bat for you guys, who can be aggressive in this market.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like a dating website, right? Don't be a creep or a pain in the rear end. Not that I know anything about that.
Don't be creepy. He's a pro.
I'm just saying.
Did you look in the mirror this morning?
I Googled it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 630. David, my sister passed away, and we found her 5 days later. I called the company out of McHenry for biological cleanup. They were great in such a difficult situation. Made such a difficult situation a lot easier. These people are angels on earth. Thank you for covering this important topic today. So there you go, Tim.
It's good.
Everybody's like, what are you bringing that guy on for? I'm like, well, let's see. Somebody just died right now, okay? And it happens all the time. Suicide happens. Murders happen. We don't want it to happen, but they happen. And if it's done in a house or a business, you got to clean it up.
These subjects that nobody talks about are the ones we should talk about.
Exactly. Like that one eyebrow hair sticking straight up. What is with that?
Well, you see that? And his imminent demise.
Can you see that?
We have his imminent demise coming.
You see that? It's on the left one. It's like shooting straight north.
I'm looking at the camera.
No, you got it. There you go. It's down. It's like alfalfa in your eyebrows. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Can you feel that thing growing? Because it was like it kept going. It was like Jack and the Beanstalk. Doug and Carrie, how are you?
I like to let hair grow when I can.
I understand. You're follically challenged. How are you, Doug?
I'm doing good.
What's up, buddy?
I got a question. I have a HOA up in Wisconsin. It's a small 10-unit. I have a duplex cabin 2 and 3. Back 25 years ago, they labeled it as one cabin. Everything was fine till about 10 years ago. They decided to go and update the bylaws and everything to be compliant with Wisconsin. They want a maintenance fee from me for the other cabin.
For the three, the other cabin.
No problem. Yep. I will pay the maintenance fee if I get another vote for the other cabin. Mm-hmm. They don't want to give me a vote.
Ooh.
I thought the mission of the board was to treat everybody fairly so that every unit owner would receive one vote. They want the revenue. They don't want to give me a vote. I think it's a matter of some people will have maybe too many votes and might vote one way or another. I think I'm being singled out.
Dave?
Yeah. The producers will give you my number. This is Dave Schluter, the attorney for the show. I'm giving a disclaimer, like my buddy Steve would, that I don't practice in Wisconsin, but I do have somebody who does. The issue is, I hope you have a current set of all your bylaws from day one. Were you one of the original investors, or how long had it been around?
Oh, it's been around about 25 years. It was written up as one cabin then, and when it went to the new attorney in Wisconsin, It was also written up as one cabin.
But they're tagging them for double assessment.
Oh, I'm with you. I miss you. But the issue is, when you say the new attorney, you went to the new association attorney or your own attorney?
No, the board went to a new attorney.
Okay. Yeah,
and
I would
we
go.
We are going to be having a meeting in about a week.
Yeah, but you've got a full set of everything. You have all the amendments. You have all the minutes. You have everything.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
if you call the office Monday or Tuesday, I'll give you the phone number for the Wisconsin attorney. I don't think she does condo messes, but she'll know somebody.
You got a mess on your hand there, Doug.
No kidding.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to blast you out of. So they want to hit you for double assessments, but they don't want to give you a vote for the other unit. That doesn't seem fair to me.
No, it sounds like they're overstepping their power.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's all governed by the bylaws. And like I said, if you the producers will give you my phone. Unless you've got a pen, I can give it to you now.
I got one.
Yeah, 630.
Okay.
285.
All right.
5300. Anytime after 8:30 on Monday, you could ring. If I'm in a meeting, the ladies will tell you I have four assistants, and they'll get you. And just say you were the Wisconsin condo problem cabin person, and I'll know who you are, and I'll call you, and I'll give you my friend who's licensed in Wisconsin.
And don't let those Wisconsin people push you around, Doug.
All righty.
All right, buddy.
Hang in there, Doug. We'll see you later.
312-981-7200. Howard, we got 2 minutes before the break. Hawthorne Woods, how can we help you?
Okay, I'll make it fast. Thanks for taking my call, guys. We've lived in our home for 35 years in Hawthorne Woods, Lake County. Starting to look at maybe, you know, trying to put it up in the market soon. The trouble is, the documentation I was looking for, we paid the house off about 6-7 years ago. In the documentation I got from them saying the mortgage has been paid in full and there's no whatever, whatever, I never received a title. And okay. I'm curious, am I supposed to receive a title or is it stay on?
Hang on, Howard. Dave, you got one minute.
You got a title the day you bought. A lot of people don't remember it. I've done over 20,000 deals, so I'm going to tell you the truth on this. You already got a title when you bought. That's the only title you need. What they did was they had a mortgage lien, but you could go to Waukegan and check to make sure that the release of that lien was recorded. 18 North County Street, they have to tell you. And you can even look on the website.
Yeah, go online.
If you go on the website and it says release of that loan, it'll reference Citibank or whatever, then you don't get a new title. They just remove their cloud on the title. They had a cloud on your title that release removes. You'll be free and clear and able to sell.
Make you feel better, Howard?
I don't physically have to have a copy of a title.
No, it's not a title, but you do need to know that the release of that lien. A lot of lenders are lazy about it because they don't make any money on it. So you can go on the website, but if you're not into that, bring in your tax bill, go to the recorder's office and say, is there a release of my mortgage recorded? They will help you.
They'll help you, Howard,
real
all right?
Real quick, if there is no release, what do I have to do?
Well, if you have the original release, check and see if it has some recording numbers in the right-hand corner. If it says okay. Lake County Recorder and a 10-digit number, just save it.
Okay.
But if it doesn't, hey, don't lose that sucker because the bank could be out of business.
Right.
So, and then
out of business.
Okay. Well, if you got one without recording numbers, drive it there. It'll cost you $40-$50. Record it and be done. But if you see recording numbers in the right hand corner, it's time stamped. You're all set.
All right, Howard.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging on for so long and hanging on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We've got to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. John Hansen is in the control booth. John, could you come in during the next segment? I got a quick question for you. I need something clarified. 312-981-7200. Only John Hansen, John with an N. There's no H in John. He's very temperamental about that. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720. WGN, Larry from Downers, hang on. Betty from Illinois, we're going to pick you up after the break.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 847, Tim. Mom passed away a few years ago, fell in the kitchen, a real mess. Local police gave us a list of trusted companies. We had one out in the house in a few hours. So there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. It happens. We got John Hansen in here. How are you, John?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
A couple weeks ago, it was St. Paddy's Day.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. it was, and you had a scheduled expert by the name of Stephen.
This is going
about yeah, right. Stephen, I don't know. Yeah.
Stephen Leahy was scheduled to be on at the top of the show.
Right at the start. Right. That's how I like to start the show. Little Leahy to like a rocket to the moon. Start the show off right.
And they've been doing St. Paddy's Day in the city of Chicago over 150 years.
About 125 years, I think.
And would you agree that Leahy's last name, Stephen A. Leahy, is an Irish last name?
It would certainly indicate to me that he would know about festivities happening where the river is green, et cetera, et cetera.
Counselor Leahy, are you of Irish descent?
I am, but I'm old school. I remember when we used to have the parade on St. Patrick's Day.
How many years have you been a resident of the Chicagoland area?
My whole life.
And the St. Paddy's Day parade and all the festivities with dyeing the river green has been going on for maybe all of those...
All of my years.
Objection, leading.
No.
and I was a willing participant for many years.
Okay. and would you agree that there's typically a larger volume of traffic on that day of St. Patrick's here in the city of Chicago?
That's
for
what
the
put me behind.
Is that what it was?
Fifth Amendment.
Stay in your lane, Counselor. We're not talking real estate.
I rely on Dave.
So I'm all excited. I hear John is promoting.
Of
I got
course.
Stephen. Big guest.
Big booking. Yeah, right?
Huge.
Tax questions are lining up on the text line.
Phone lines lit up, all
jammed.
12 of them.
Yep.
Everybody wants to talk to Leahy. Mm-hmm. I walk in there to say, hey, how you doing? You know, it's good to see you. I'm glad I didn't have to drive down with you. Leahy's nowhere to be found.
Nowhere.
You're freaking out, panicking.
Because normally he's a punctual guy. He's
very
here.
Punctual.
It's usually because Hochberg drives him in.
Yes.
But he's usually here and ready to go. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting texts from Steven. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No.
It's St. Paddy's Day.
Right. I call him. He's out of breath. I'm like, what is happening?
I was really huffing it over here.
Because you chose to run half the way.
Which he doesn't run.
Because you couldn't drive. I couldn't drive over here. It was
what he considers running is like a fast walk for a person in a wheelchair. So as a mainline host, because I'm a full-time mortgage professional.
Right.
I do this. I just crawl through the show, try to make it 3 hours.
Right.
But you are a professional.
Right. Luckily, we had a guest that we could, Iridian, my producer,
phenomenal.
Calling up guests, flipping it around.
That's because he is a professional.
I know.
Making room for Leahy, who then, I had to call him back because literally I'm like, you need to slow down because you can't die. We got a half hour. We got to fill on the show.
We have
something.
A guy now.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a guy to clean it up.
John,
you go on lower whacker if anything happens to Leahy.
John, how long was the guy from Roto-Rooter on before Steve came in?
So I just wanted to clear the air that you completely messed up the beginning of your highly successful, highly rated, much higher rated show than this.
No, here's the thing. He didn't mess anything up. You couldn't even tell. Because
I didn't say he messed it up.
Because he's a professional.
I covered it.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, seven buckets.
I messed him up, but you couldn't tell.
Seven buckets of sweat. You didn't see the sweat on the other side. I did. All right.
It was nice one.
So I just wanted to.
We had a towel ready
and
for
And I may
when
never be
in,
on
though.
That show again.
No, you'll be on.
Please, come on.
You'll be on.
You'll be on. Don't worry.
But
your money matters, too.
But note to all of you young broadcasters out there that are thinking about coming down to Chicago during the St. Patrick's Day festivities,
yes.
Mr. Leahy. Is there a larger volume of traffic during that day than typically happens?
Start earlier than you think.
Okay. Thank you, John Hanson.
It worked out well. No problem.
Let's get legal coming up next with John Hanson.
Which
spelled, there is no H. And if you're going to send him a text or anything, don't drop the H in there. He's very sensitive to
you know, I'm not sensitive. You've mentioned this a couple times.
You made
now.
A post on it.
I did. So here's what it is. And it wasn't. It had nothing to do with WGN. It was somewhere else I worked. But if I worked there for 10 years and you're still writing the wrong name, come on, at that point. Like, if it's anyone on the text line, that's okay. They spell both my names wrong, J-O-H-N, and they say H-A-N-S-O-N. That's fine. You know, they don't know me as well as my boss does, not at this job. At another job.
Maybe they're trying to tell you something. Maybe they're for you. Maybe you should just be happy they got the John out there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. Okay. Thanks for coming. Thanks for stopping in and clarifying
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Would you apologize, please?
He's done it, man. He doesn't have to.
All right. We got to take Larry here in Downers Grove. Larry Downers Grove, how are you? Thanks for holding.
Doing okay. Thank you for taking my call. I haven't been listening to you from the beginning, but I have a question about passing away.
Okay.
If a person passes away in a bed, How fast does the fluid start going, if I can ask you?
Tim?
Yeah, it really depends. Again, the environment has a lot to do with that. If it's warm out or if there's humidity is high, the body will begin to decompose fairly quickly after that. And then on top of that, the size of the person also determines that, too. The more water the body is holding, the quicker it will release that.
Can you quickly, do we answer your question, Larry and Downers?
Yeah, in a sense, if it's in like a hospital.
Oh, in a hospital.
In a hospital. Well, those bodies are usually taken down to the morgue that's within the hospital.
And put in a freezer relatively quickly. Yeah. Until the
undertaker comes and takes it.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Yep.
Right. Or the nursing home, the funeral home.
Does the body procedure start right away?
No. Once they get it into the freezer, that's what's going to help to slow or minimize the decomposition.
Okay, Larry?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981-7200. Can you quickly tell the story of that you completely grossed us out with the guy in the bathtub?
Oh, yeah.
Real quick?
Yeah, no.
Before the break?
You know, again, we get into a lot of very different situations, and we had one where a gentleman had passed away in a bathtub, and the water was running and had been running for 2 weeks before anyone had found him.
Good morning.
And so that's where these situations can become very complex, because yeah, there's a lot of structural items within that house that have to be removed in order to thoroughly do your job correctly.
You had to replace the whole first floor and went to
the
basement.
The whole first floor went. Fluids ended up in the basement. The entire kitchen was gone. So these can get quite severe.
Gets in the walls?
Yes, it absolutely gets in the walls. Okay. Actually, this one was on the outside. We had to remove siding and so forth.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. You got that going. Dave, are wills recorded and publicly accessible? 708 text.
After a person passes away, there is no registry, but I get a common thing about, where's my parents' wills? They're in a nursing home. They get filed after the person passes away if a family member comes forward to a lawyer or to the clerk of the court and says, I have the will. But that's done by the people who are responsible enough. There's actually a statute in Illinois that says you can't conceal the will of a person who's passed away. It must be recorded in the county seat of their residence. So there's no mandatory, but it's up to the integrity and the experience of the family members.
Betty, how are you? You got a quick question, then we're going to go to a break and pick you up on the other side. What's your question for Dave?
I'm calling regarding a four-building townhouse unit where one of the owners has not been paying association dues for 6 months now, so going into 7 months starting next month. And I'm wondering what we can do about it.
All right, hang out for your answer. We've got to take a quick break, Betty. I referred you a client similar, hadn't paid her association dues in 2 years, owned her home free and clear with a 560 credit score. Impossible for me to do a loan. We'll bring you in on that as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to pick Betty up on the other side, and we've got Pina in Chicago with the title question after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Whoop. There goes the 39.
Exactly.
Okay. Now what happens?
You still owe it.
I know you owe it there, Zippy.
Is that something new?
Well, that's a technical term here.
I thought that was an endearing term.
Yeah.
Zippy. Kind of like fluffy. Just cool it, Zippy.
There's an Urban Dictionary. Look up Zippy. I can't explain it on the air. Else we'll get turned off and Dean Richards will walk in here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. Dave, Betty has got in a four-unit condo building. She's doesn't sound happy that one of the tenants has not paid their association dues in the past 6+ months. What is Betty's recourse?
Betty, there are very specific guidelines under the law. Your association has to be very careful to follow the guidelines. Your board should hire a condo specialist firm, and they don't have to lien it. They can just actually do an eviction, and that'll get the attention. If they evict the person, the guy will still own it, but then they can rent it out and use the rent to pay his dues. So that'll get their attention. Just make sure they use an attorney that represents condo associations, not just a regular real estate attorney.
Does that make sense, Betty?
Actually, no, but If you have any recommendations?
Yeah, the staff will give you my number, and I will give you a firm that only does that on Monday or Tuesday, and I'll get that for you. Yeah, they have to move fast, but they have to follow the rules strictly to the word.
All right, Betty. Listen, I know it blows, but at least you got the answer that you want. It's going to cost your condo association a couple of bucks to hire an attorney, but you got to do everything by the law. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Pina in Chicago, title question for our panel. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning. Oh, no, it's afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
My question is, can a title and loan person do a TOD for you if I want to get TOD done?
What's a TOD?
TOD is great. It's called transfer on death. What it does is you still own it while you're alive, but you can put who gets it after you pass away. It's a statute in Illinois that was created that does work. So you can pick who. You can also undo it if you have to down the way if you change your mind. But if you do pass away while it's recorded and it's all done, yes, it'll go outside of probate. That's the key.
Okay.
I just want to say, you know, I have Dave. We talk a lot about this, that it's how important it is to get that done and get the right people.
Right, right. Yeah, you don't just want to go online or anything like that. It has some very, because it's statutorily created, ma'am, it actually has to be done to the letter. But yeah, if someone holds themselves out of doing those, you'll be fine. It does have some recording fees and some attorney's fees, but it's not huge, okay?
My favorite Dave
all right,
advice
Pina,
is...
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product and have a great rest of your day. Go
my
ahead,
favorite Dave advice is that a will is a ticket to probate.
Right.
So that people should know that.
Transfer on death will work. It'll keep it out of the estate.
Mr. Schluter, my wife and I own a home, free and clear. It has been both our names. We are having marital challenges. I decided to give the whole house to her. What steps should I do? Thank you so much. Well, a divorce decree might help.
Well, are they undoing it? I don't know if he wants to undo it or not, but again, the staff can give my number, and I will connect you with a very good family law attorney. I don't know if you're regretting doing it or you're just trying to, I don't know why you're
Sounds
asking.
Like he's doing backflips here, to be honest.
Well, yeah, he's if he wants to undo it, but yeah, it's going to be governed eventually by the family law court, but if you call Monday or Tuesday, I'll get you the family law attorney I refer things to.
Signed, Teresa Leahy. From Bannockburn.
I know Teresa Leahy out that way.
22 in Waukegan. My God, you want to be more specific? Sorry, couldn't help myself. All right, Leahy, say goodbye. Leave us with a nugget of knowledge.
I have no knowledge. 312-664-6649. If you're a business owner who has tax problems, go to fightbacknow.com and come to a workshop.
And you'll go over in 2 weeks, right? You're going away on a little siesta.
Correct.
On a business trip next weekend, but the following week when you'll be back and next
Thursday,
week.
Yes.
So two Thursdays.
That's correct.
Okay, and it's complimentary. There's no charge.
No charge. Fightbacknow.com.
Fightbacknow.com. Tim Reistek.
Correct.
Wham! Nailed it. Leave us with a little nugget of knowledge. A lot of text messages came in. It's amazing. That's why I wanted to bring you on, because it is something that happens every day that nobody talks about it on the radio or just talks about it in general at all.
Yeah.
What do you want to leave us with?
No, I appreciate you allowing me to come on and say this. But again, if you have any questions in regards to our services and so forth, again, we are a very specialized company that specializes in biohazard remediation. If you have any questions, please go to our website. It's HusoBio. That's HusoBio.com. Again, it's HusoBio, HusoBio.com.
Great job.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in and sharing your expertise. David Schluter, any comment about David saying earlier, Attorney Leahy, that he's the attorney of the show?
I took exception, but...
You took exception? You want to rebut?
No, fine. We're friends.
I don't care. We need some drama.
not from us two attorneys. You get drama.
Attorney for the show, parentheses, other than the important stuff like IRS and business representation, end of parentheses. I'm sorry about that, but thanks for having me on, David. It's 630-285-5300. Always a free consult. And my YouTube channel is Dave Schluter at That's What Dave Said.
All right. I just want to leave everybody with this piece of information that Steve and I started the show with your client. If you're buying a home a closing cost credit, and David Schluter will attest to this, is your friend. Okay, if you have a $300,000 home, if you're a seller, and you negotiate down, you list it for three, and you get down to 280, you have $20,000 worth of wiggle room there. As long as the home appraises for $300,000, if the seller comes to you instead of saying, "Okay, our price is 280, but I want to buy it from you at 300 with a $20,000 closing cost credit," you're still netting out 280. It's not costing you anything. It's benefiting the buyer, and the buyers need that money in this market with the higher rates to get into that house due to the closing costs and all the new rules that FHFA, the Federal Finance Housing Administration, shoved down Fannie and Freddie's throats. You could cover a ton of closing costs, which is the biggest barrier to get in right now. Okay, so don't be afraid of closing cost credits. I love them. They're phenomenal. And if you want help with closing cost credits, if you're a buyer, let me know. If you're a seller, to understand how it doesn't negatively impact you at all, call me, 855-56-DAVID. 855-56-DAVID, which is 855-563-2843, or visit our website, 56david.com. I am also starting a podcast for business owners in Northern Illinois. And I would love to have, if you're a business owner, send me an email, david@56david.com, to schedule a time to be on our podcast. Steve and I talked about it coming down. We're doing business owners in Northern Illinois, small to medium business owners, to give you the voice that you need to grow your business and sustain this market. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a great weekend. Go Hawks!
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Tim Reifstack from Huso Bio, Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.